This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 486 and a quarter, up 7 and a quarter. July corn, 491, up 7. September corn, 488 and three quarters, up 6 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1418 and a quarter, up 26 and a half. July soybeans, 1395 and three quarters, up 20 and a half. August soybeans, 1348 and a quarter, up 11 and three quarters. May wheat, 692 and a half, up 18. July wheat, 695 and a half, up 17 and a quarter. September wheat, 702 and three quarters, up 16 and a half. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Tuesday afternoon. Tight old crop supplies keep soybean prices pointed upward. Corn, even with the adequate old crop supplies, keeps chalking up gains due to dryness in the plains. Exports and concerns about the Ukraine have allowed wheat to post substantial gains. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 8 cents higher at 446 to 470. Soybean bids were 20 to 29 cents higher at 1338 to 1372. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 7 cents higher at 452 to 476. Soybean bids were 28 to 31 cents higher at 1404 to 1423. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 7 cents higher at 461 to 494. Soybean bids were 25 to 26 cents higher at 1389 to 1423. Wheat bids were 15 to 31 cents higher at 675 to 715. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 27 to 32 cents higher at 1418 to 1453. The basis was steady to 5 cents higher at option to 35 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 480.80 to 505.80 per ton, and that was $9.20 higher. With the basis steady to 25 to 50 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 7 cents higher at 474 to 489, with the basis steady at 12 under to 3 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 7 to 10 cents higher at 481 to 486, with the basis steady to 3 higher at 5 under to option to May. Soybeans ended 27 to 36 cents higher at 1398 to 1418, with the basis steady to 9 higher at 20 under to option to May. New crop wheat prices were 17 cents higher at 666 to 671, with the basis steady 25 to 30 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 9 cents higher at 508 to 509. These elevators raised their soybean prices 26 to 32 cents with quotations of 1426 to 1444. Soft wheat closed 20 to 58 cents higher at 728 to 733. Milo ended the day 3 to 12 cents lower at 507 to 526. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from 442 to 463 and soybeans 1131 to 1170. In the central part of the state, corn was 448 to 466 and soybeans were 1149 to 1174. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 445 to 468 and soybeans 1153 to 1185. with wheat ranging from 651 to 679. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 145.70, up 67 cents. June live cattle, 138.35, up 37 cents. August live cattle, 135.40, down 2 cents. March feeder cattle, 174.12, down 62 cents. April feeder cattle, 176.90, down $1.07. May feeder cattle, 178.32, down 47 cents. April lean hogs, 123.22, up $1.52. May lean hogs, 126.80, up $1.05. June lean hogs, 133, up $2.22. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 113.32 to 115, with the weighted average carcass price of 113.44. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 74, 4 to 5 weights 72 to 79, 5 to 550 weights 76 to 80, and 550 and up were 77 to 82. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $79 up to $86. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,924 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 281 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $130.36, which was $3.48 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $244.06, that was $1.21 higher, with select carcasses at $237.19, that was $1.13 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 118,000. That compared to 114,000 last week and 120,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 420,000. Which compared to 413,000 last week and 427,000 a year ago. Now for the report from the Arthur Sale Barn weekly hay auction. They had receipts of 3,122 bales, starting with the alfalfa premium quality. Small squares were 550 to 750, large squares 85 to 102. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares, 650 to 675. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, 475 to $5 a bale. Large squares were 41 to 57. And orchard grass, good quality small squares, 550 a bale. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $2 to 375 a bale. And large rounds, $55 a bale. They also had large squares bringing 27 to 37 a bale, and wheat straw good quality small squares, $3 to $4 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.78. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.81. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.69. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.72. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.13. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.16. March beans delivered to Scottville, $14.02. April beans delivered to Scottville, $14.05. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.97. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.78, corn at Scottville is $4.69, beans at Greenfield $14.13, beans at Scottville $14.02, and wheat at Scottville $6.97. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar in the Weather Center showing scattered light showers in parts of Montgomery, Christian, Shelby, and Macon counties. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Partly cloudy skies, windy today, high temperatures in the low 50s. We will have west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 30s. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny and warmer, highs in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers Friday night. Low temperatures in the low 30s, highs in the mid 40s. Right now we have south winds at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature 45 degrees. And overnight, WSMI Weather Watcher, the Lang family of Coffeen, 0.2 inch of rain. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
This week at Capri IGA, get boneless pork loin roast for $2.49 a pound, 1 pound packs of strawberries, 2 for $4, and Prairie Farms iced coffee for $2.99. Now cooking at the smoker, delicious ribs, chicken, pulled pork, and pork steaks. Get yours today. For value and convenience, shop your hometown proud Capri IGA in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Greenville.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Kenny Folkerts, Farm Bureau Director for Roundtree Township. Are you squinting to read the sign on the wall? Are you struggling to read that billboard as you drive by? You won't anymore once you take advantage of the great discounts with Vision Eye Care and your membership with Montgomery County Farm Bureau. You can save up to 30% on Vision Eye benefits. Save on frames and lenses at Sears, Pearle Vision, JCPenney, and Target Optical stores. You can save up to 50% on LASIKs. For more information, call Montgomery County Farm Bureau at 217-532-6171. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Bloomberg reports milk futures have jumped to an all-time high as U.S. dairy exports have reduced domestic supplies. The U.S. Dairy Export Council's latest data shows a 19% increase of milk powder, cheese, butterfat, and whey shipped in January from last year. The council says almost 15% of milk production went to exported goods, which is a 12% increase from last year, while cheese shipments increased 46%. The California drought plays a role in the increased global demand for U.S. dairy prices. This year alone, milk prices have increased 21%. Rice Dairy LLC risk management advisor Ashwara Deep Govil told Bloomberg exports of cheese and dry milk products have been strong and demand has been stronger than the increase in milk production. Overseas issues are still playing a large role in the U.S. grain markets. Producers are hoping for a large wheat crop to reduce dependence on overseas markets. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, gave us a rundown on what we're looking at in the grain markets.
Well, it looks like we're going to continue to see the volatility and the choppiness in the markets. I've been encouraged to this point that we've held key chart support, and yet at the same time, traders have been reluctant to push to new highs this week. I think there's a great deal of uncertainty continuing in Ukraine, particularly after the referendum in Crimea to move away from Ukraine and toward Russia. That's created additional tensions. We continue to have troops built up along the eastern Ukraine border with fears that Putin may move into more of the Ukrainian province. And so there's still a lot of concerns there. But at the same time, the markets are going on. We're seeing an increased flow of fundamental information now as the harvest progresses in South America. And as we move closer to the spring planting season in the United States, and we're starting to see the winter wheat crop break dormancy, giving us a better handle on that crop as well.
Now, last week there was a lot of buzz about China. Is that playing a role in the market still this week?
The biggest concern with China right now, which is a lingering factor for traders, is the ongoing talk about its struggling economy. It's robust economy of many years past that absorbed U.S. commodities is slowing down and growing at a slower and slower pace right now. And then this, over the last few days, word coming out of China that its largest ag bank is encouraging Beijing to speed up the liquidation or the sale of its large grain and cotton reserves to try to raise revenue to service its debt. And so that really raises a concern that maybe China is struggling to handle its debt problem, which could create more problems for its economy and be a larger threat down the road for U.S. commodities. So that's a concern that's lingering in the background behind traders. Day to day, we're trading fundamental news and money flow, but that's something the traders are watching very carefully and closely.
And as we get closer to warmer temperatures here, soon we're going to be able to get out and scout the wheat fields and see how they're doing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right now, the focus is on the Plains winter wheat crop, which has warmed up first this year. The Midwest remains rather cool overall, and so the crop's slower to come out of dormancy. But that's not the case in the Plains, where temperatures in the 60s, 70s, and even 80s in some cases have pulled the crop out of dormancy and have exacerbated drought problems in particularly the southwestern plains and plain states of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, where the bulk of the hard red winter wheat crop are grown, are releasing weekly crop ratings now, and those ratings continue to show week in and week out declining ratings rather than the improvement that we oftentimes see in the spring. Those ratings are very poor. In fact, we're having today wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour in the High Plains winter wheat belt with a lot of blowing dust. So that dust, much of it comes from wheat fields and is a real concern for the future and health of the crop. And that concern is amplified with the uncertainty surrounding Ukraine.
Right. It seems that it'd be nice this year to have a large U.S. wheat crop since there is so much uncertainty going on overseas.
Exactly right. And the crop ratings, while pulled lower by the drought in the plains, part of the problem with the crop in the plains is also winter kill. And so now when the Midwest crop slowly breaks dormancy, we'll be able to assess how much winter kill is in that crop as well. And while we're not going to run out of wheat ahead of this year's harvest, if we have a short crop here in the United States, and particularly if exports are disrupted out of the Black Sea region, suddenly the world could be looking at tight wheat supplies and the need to ration demand. That's still a big question mark. That's still a big maybe. But the futures market is all about risk premium, and that's one reason we're seeing prices supported.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.